Hey there, and welcome to Twist Out Cancer Anniversary Spotlights. I'm Julie Sensulo, and today I'll be chatting with artist Cheryl Ann Nodet and her inspiration, Peter Beck. We'll talk about their involvement with Twist Out Cancer, how they became participants in the Brushes with Cancer program, how their connection unfolded and developed, and what they continue carrying with them from their experience together. Cheryl Ann and Peter, welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Peter, I'd like to start with you. Can you tell us a bit about your diagnosis and where you are at in your journey with cancer?
Yeah, I was diagnosed back in 2014, I believe. And so it's been quite a while, but I'm living with it, and I've been doing different types of treatments the whole time.
And how did you hear about the Twist Out Cancer project, and why did you want to participate in it, Peter?
Someone from my workplace was an artist and had done it before, and then so she told me about it, and then I thought it sounded like fun, so that's how I heard about it. She's doing it again this year, actually, too.
Cheryl, what brought you to the program? How did you hear about it, and why did you want to get involved with it?
Well, I first heard about the program on Instagram, which I am somewhat active on, building more activity on there. And so it's just really something that I'm interested in. It's the direction of my work anyway. So I was very happy to find an organization that actually was looking for artists to make pieces that are along the same kind of energy that I love to create with anyway. So it was just awesome. From the get-go, I was excited.
Tell me about the experience of first connecting with Peter. What was it like? What was the energy like? I don't know if it was in person or just over a Zoom call, but tell me about that experience of first meeting one another.
Gosh, first time that we connected via Zoom, because we are in different states, I would say it was really quite lovely. Because I realized really right off the bat that we had quite a bit in common. And one of that first things that set the energy of comfortability was that we are both from Southern California, and we both knew about places that we had lived in. And right off the bat here, I'm living in Chicago right now, and Peter's in Austin, but yet we were both had our youth in Southern California. So we were able just to talk about that from the very beginning. And a lot of our conversations, I think I want to hear Peter's point of view on this, were not always about cancer. They kind of led into other things that were happening on the planet. We were just really connecting, you know, about what was going on with the virus, you know, what's happening politically. And then, of course, we'd always swing back around like, hey, how you doing? How you feeling? And what's new on that? But I think from the get-go, there was, you know, a connection in that way.
Peter, what was it like for you?
Yeah, I mean, the same for me. I mean, I've really enjoyed our talks together. And yeah, we didn't spend time talking about cancer, which is nice. You know, generally, I don't like to talk about it. But what we did spend a lot of time talking about, I've had it for a long time, and so I've been doing treatments, but I've also done a lot of work on, or a lot of research on changing diets and things like that, and how different foods can either help or hurt. And so I've changed my diet really significantly. And so we talked a lot about that because Cheryl also is interested in kind of in alternative healing and things like that. So, yeah, so we had a lot of good conversations about that.
Peter, when you came into this relationship with Cheryl, this artistic relationship, what was important to you that you really wanted expressed through the final piece that you created? Were there things that were top of mind for you?
That's an interesting question. I don't think I was ever really thinking about that. I mean, I was thinking of the experience more as getting the chance to get to know somebody else. I was always kind of intrigued, because I'm not an artist, intrigued how that person is going to, you know, how they are going to get an inspiration and figure out what to produce. So that was always really interesting to me. I don't think I ever really thought about what I wanted it to look like, because it's Cheryl's work. So I don't think that ever really crossed my mind.
Cheryl, I'm curious, from the artistic perspective, once you got to know Peter and heard his story, were there things that rose to the surface for you that you knew were going to be important ideas you wanted to express or important things that you wanted to communicate through the work.
Yes. As Peter mentioned, he was diagnosed many years ago, and yet he has never really stopped living. From if he could travel, he would, with, you know, the whole COVID thing, nobody was, but he's really quite worldly. He's very intelligent. And immediately I saw that and wanted to make a painting, first of all, where he was really out in nature. Even when we were Zooming, his background picture is him out in nature. So the concept just started building. Him being out in nature, surrounded by the beauty that only the earth really can bring. And it really, you know, he never lost his passions. One of a new passion for him is birding. And so as he was talking about, you know, life, my imagination just started unraveling these things. And I knew immediately I wanted to do a scene, make a painting where he was out in nature. And then when I'm working, the muse also comes along. And in the painting that I made, is him out in nature in some very vivid colors, you might say. And a large oversized hummingbird comes to him. Nothing that you would see that large, but she comes to him. And I can go on and tell you what the painting is about, but that was really very much of the inspiration, was I wanted for him to see him and his joy, and that we can have these things in life, but joy and happiness can never be taken away from us.
Was there anything that was challenging for you, Cheryl, in creating the piece? Anything that maybe was difficult to express or was just a difficult emotion to deal with? But what was a challenge that you faced during this?
Just a technical thing, and I shared this with Peter, is that when he's looking up at the hummingbird, I wanted there to be direct eye contact. So it was just a matter of really creating his eyes where they are looking really into what the hummingbird is offering. And she has a long strand of pearls in which in this piece represents hope. It's something that you would not see out in nature. So we're forced to really use our imagination in that way. So that was really the only challenge. Other than that, it just really flew out of me. When I'm painting, I try to really step back and be into the energy of it. And then it just really just kind of flows. It was really a lot of fun, to tell you. I really enjoyed it.
Peter, have you seen the finished piece yet?
I have. We did the reveal earlier this week.
Oh, what do you think of it?
I loved it. You know, we had talked a little, but she had never told me what it was about. So I really had no idea what to expect. But yeah, I looked at it and yeah, I mean, it's me out in nature with birds. And yeah, I just loved it.
Peter, did it change your perspective on your experience with cancer in any way, either the finished piece or the process of working with Cheryl?
I don't know if it's changed that much, but I know like Cheryl's a very hopeful person. And so I think when we did talk, it was about hope, and that always helps. I think to even the whole idea about the painting, you know, creating, it's such a nice focus. It's the opposite about what you think about a lot when you're dealing with cancer, but this is creating something beautiful. And so I've really enjoyed that.
This is a question for both of you. Let's start with you, Peter. What will you take from this experience moving forward?
Well, I've really enjoyed the experience. And, you know, we hope to continue chatting with Cheryl, you know, after this is over. Because, I mean, I think we both enjoyed it, and so we both like to keep in touch.
Cheryl, the same question to you. What will you be taking with you moving forward from this experience?
Gosh, I think so much. Because, you know, from the get-go, you're paired up with someone that you don't know, and that you get to know very quickly. I really learned so much, and that I'll be carrying on. One, I think, very valuable thing that I learned is the importance of listening to someone, being comfortable in the moments of silence, where sometimes Peter and I would just kind of be sitting there holding space. And the natural thing would be to fill it and start talking. And I noticed that sometimes we would not do that, just kind of allow ourselves just to be in the moment without having to fill it. So there's going to be quite a bit that I take from this experience in being with someone that is going through something very intimate and are very personal to them, and just being open to what it is that they want to share on that day, if anything. and see how the conversation moves. So I found it very valuable in many ways that I just expressed and that I'm probably still learning. So when I can say that it was truly an honor, I don't say that in any kind of fluff way. It truly was an honor. And I feel very enriched from the experience and hope that my work will continue to develop in offering ways that can lift Peter. I hope that painting does continue to lift every time that he looks at it. And that would certainly be something that would carry me for a long, long, long time.
Peter, if you met someone else who was interested in participating in the Twist Out Cancer program, what would be the number one reason you would tell them they should participate? Why do you think someone should choose to be an inspiration to an artist in this program?
Well, I think just the opportunity to get to know someone else and spend time, significant time, talking and sharing, getting to know them, having them get to know you. I mean, that's really what I'll remember the most from the program. And also, it's been really fun kind of thinking about, you know, what's it going to be like, and then seeing what the painting turned out to be. I mean, that aspect has been really fun too. And just anything that for those people that, you know, do have cancer and doing treatments and all that kind of stuff, that it's something that, you know, something different and something to put their mind off that kind of thing and put it on a more positive kind of hopeful thing instead.
Is there anything else that you would want to say about the program or about the experience that I didn't ask you about that's important to include?
I would like to say something, if I may, in regards to this program, is that I'm so thrilled that art in all of its forms is getting the recognition as the healing material really that it is. The company that I created is called Art the Silent Healer, and this is what I've learned throughout my life. So art is healing not only for the maker, but for the one that is experiencing it. And so to make something with someone in mind for their journey is very, very powerful. And let's just hope that everyone begins to see something like this. And we learned this about art therapy. That really became a mainstream, that it was known that, okay, if you give a child a crayon and let them express their journey, what can really develop from that? So, you know, it's onward and upward in some of the healing tools that are available to us that are oftentimes right in front of us.
My last question is, again, one for both of you, but it is, what would you like to say to one another as you reflect on this experience? Let's start with you, Peter. What would you like to say to Cheryl as you reflect on the experience?
Well, thanks, Cheryl. I mean, I've really enjoyed getting to know you and spending the times when we're doing the Zoom calls together and just chatting. And yeah, I mean, I've really enjoyed that. I'm really glad that we got the opportunity to do that. I also really like the painting. So I do get inspired when I look at it. So that's great. So you were able to read me very well.
That's great.
And Cheryl, what would you like to say to Peter about this experience?
The first thing that came to mind before you even asked me was, you know, it's just a big thank you, because, you know, Peter, you just were always so dignified and classy. And I mean, just from the get-go, I had and still have a tremendous amount of respect for you, the way that you have handled your journey. I was so impressed, and I continue to be impressed, as the way that you continued living your life. It's just awesome. So that is something that I will really remember for a long, long, long time.